TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
From the snow-capped Rockies, this is TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Welcome to Living in the Now Age with Tammy Rager on TalkTainmentRadio.com, where we explore timeless wisdom for the now age, 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 for the now age.
This is Tammy, and we are living in the now age, and we are going to be doing 2011, looking ahead to a new year. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is the time of year, I think, where everybody starts to turn their attention to what's coming up, what's just around the corner, what's lurking in our future, if you will. So it's kind of cool that having friends that are intuitive and psychic, I'm able to bring them together. And in fact, there were so many of them that I respected and that I work with that we're actually going to do two shows. So tonight is part one, and then the following show next week, we will do part two with other psychics. So we have Reverend Melissa Leith, who will be joining us tonight. We have Diana Garber, the Feng Shui Results Lady, is scheduled to join us. And we then have Karen Rollins with Mayan Astrology. So I've got Larry here in the studio with me. So Larry had a question, and I thought this was really good.
Yeah, as kind of looking into the next year, how do you come up with a prediction?
All right, predictions for me, and I can only say how I do predictions, but when I tap into looking ahead, I just kind of move my energy back, and then I will kind of unfocus, if you will, what's going on, and I will ask questions. Because I can access Akashic Records as well, sometimes I will do it that way, but it's just instead of working one-on-one with a client to answer their question, what I do is I will look from a global perspective, I guess is a good way to say, and then say, okay, what's coming up? So part of my predictions are intuitive, part of them are psychic, some of them are from spirit guides, some are from Akashic Records. I can't say how everybody does it, but that's how I do it. For example, astrologers, they're going to look at the star placements.
Right.
How much I can pretty well answer that for them. That might be a good question, though, for every guest that's coming on to ask them, how did you come up with your predictions?
Yeah, because each modality is just a little different.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. For example, next week, Brenda Fraser is going to do angels. So she's going to bring forth messages from angels and talk about, you know, what they have to say to us, and no pun intended, but us as listeners, and pass on, you know, their words of wisdom, inspiration, caring, do it that way.
I mean, some of them are going to be kind of easy, astrology, numerology, you know, angels, as you mentioned, that would be pretty easy to figure out how they would get the predictions.
Yeah, because they literally, some of those are esoteric sciences, astrology and numerology. There is a formula, if you will. There is, you know, calculations involved, and that's kind of specific to that nature. So, for example, I know a lot of people, being a numerologist, a lot of people are going to say, oh, 2011, that's an 11 vibration. No, it is not. It isn't. And I know a lot of people jumped on the 10, 10, 10 bandwagon. No, it was not a 30 or a 3 vibration. So literally 2011 is 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 1.
Which is a 4.
It's a 4. So, you know, it's a little bit different, but a 4-year from a numerology standpoint is all about building. It's about being strong. It's about being solid. So we're coming out of an energy of optimism and fun and excitement, and we are rolling that over into one of building and being very, very strong. So, you know, I do have my own predictions as well, and, you know, Larry will be doing I Ching next week. So, you know, I'm not going to ask my guests to do what I myself will not do. So we've got Melissa on the line too, but she knows that I'm going to do this. So, here we go.
All right. One of the things that I came up with is things related to conservation and expenditure of energy. It's going to receive a boost, and probably through technology. There'll be some breakthroughs in doing things more efficiently. But the first half of the year, we'll have a lot of progress. The second half of the year, it's going to hit a road bump, speed bump, and things will slow down. So if you hear something about energy conservation, pay attention to websites, names, things like that, because it's almost like it's going to fall off the radar, and you're going to have to search them out and really look for them. So pay attention with that. Almost like a little kid tries to slide something through and they get by with it for a little while, and all of a sudden mom goes, "Excuse me, what are you doing?" I'm not going to say lobbyists will be involved in hushing this up, but you did not hear me say that. In the spring, look for global attention to turning to a miscommunication. There's going to be something that says that gets underneath somebody else's saddle. It's going to be a real problem. And even though, you know, we work really, really hard to be balanced and to be evolved and to be enlightened and smart and all these things, what's going to happen is this miscommunication is going to be between, like, world powers. And we're going to really see that the delicate balance of power is not exactly where we thought it was. So pay attention to that. You know, dealings with summits, those type of political gatherings, that's probably where this is going to come out. U.S. should stay out of it, but we probably won't. I didn't say we put our nose everywhere, but, you know, okay. The U.S. on a political scene, we're learning that we can't put Band-Aids on everything because it doesn't work. And they're also learning that you can't keep implementing things that are broke without some repercussions. So in this sense, what I got was Big Brother is good. So it literally is like a Big Brother. They're going to step in. They're going to start taking care of little people, small business, individuals, and families. So in this sense, Big Brother is a good thing.
Oh, so if you're starting a small business or something like that, it may be a good time next year?
It's a better time.
Better time.
Yes, okay. It's about working with the energy versus working against the energy. So let's go ahead. Let's say hi, Melissa.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, sweetie. I'm so glad that you're here. And let me remind people, since you've been a guest before, people can find out more about what you do. You are a life consultant as well as being an ordained minister. Your website is psychicintegrity.com. And if people would like to read your predictions, you'll be loading that in a PDF onto your website. And they can also reach you here in Columbus at the Reiki Center. So, where should we start? I left off with, politics. So, what have you got regarding, like, economics?
Okay, economics. This next year, 2011, is going to be very volatile in a lot of different ways. But that means to me that it's going to be up and down, up and down, up and down. So there's no stable way of looking at anything. People are very excited to want to know about economics, especially now.
Oh, yeah.
And some really interesting things may be coming up. I don't normally get specific dates, but I did in this particular case.
Good deal.
March the 23rd, 2011. Some kind of man-made rise in the stock market is done in an attempt to straighten out the economic problem. Now, whether this is a synthetic fix, something that's not real and, supposed to be real and trick people into thinking things are better, I don't know exactly how that's going to pan out.
So,
but it was interesting that it's going to be so close to the beginning of the year.
And when you see man-made rise, you're talking that this is literally something somebody does to switch this?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Almost.
And, you know, sometimes you can just go in and turn the dial and
uh-huh.
make it look higher.
Yeah.
So it could be as simple as that and underhanded as that. But it'll be something that will trick you into thinking that the stock market is better.
Good. It's not a bad thing.
Well, it can be good, yes. It can be good.
If it's done the right way, it could be very good.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
on the other hand, I'm seeing an internationally known economic analyst who may rapidly decline in health during the first part of 2011. And this looks like it's an event that could have severe repercussions on world economics with things taking a downward spiral. I don't think that it would be something that would be long-lasting, but it would be something that really shakes up the economic outlook of the world.
So this is somebody in a global sense that has a really big position.
Yes, I think everybody in the world would recognize who it is if they heard the name.
Okay. And Larry asked a question, too. Before I came to you, I was answering it from my own perspective, but how exactly did you come up with your predictions? Because I know that we've got more to go through.
Okay. They come in dribs and drabs. I actually usually have to specifically ask for information and let it kind of roll around out there in the ethers for a while before it starts coming in.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll get worldly information through a private reading that I'm doing for someone else.
Okay.
Such as hunker down in January because the weather's going to be really bad. But normally I'll sit quietly, ask my guides and my spirit teacher to bring information specific to predictions for the coming year. So it can come through spiritual, spirit guides. It comes through intuition and psychic abilities like you do. I also do what I might call spiritual remote vision,
okay,
which I guess would be more like scientific remote viewing, but in a spiritual fashion. So
sense.
I can actually go to a certain country or something and ask what's going on there.
You know, one of the things that you mentioned was weather, and I did not cover what I was getting for weather yet, which I'll be doing throughout the show. I'll be throwing out my own stuff. But can we talk about weather real quick?
Sure.
What do you get?
Hmm?
What do you get?
Well, yeah, January is what really came out for me. I tried to do month by month, but I couldn't get past January. And for Ohio, I see a whole lot of snow, very heavy snow, very rigid cold weather, almost to the point of businesses closing down and everybody just stopping and staying at home. A lot of people are telling me that it's going to be a mild January, but that's not what I'm seeing.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and just to kind of confirm, because I think one of the things that's going to be funny is as listeners reflect on what we're saying and what Karen and Diana will be adding in the next week's show as well, that they'll be able to see how a lot of this information overlaps. One of the things that I have for here in the Midwest, wet and cold all winter with a very late spring. So, yeah, I was picking up that, you know, bad weather. And
yeah.
I'm originally, you know, I grew up in Minnesota. So I'm used to the cold, you know, knee-deep snow and things. And the winters here in the Midwest have not been like that lately. So it's almost like going back to those winters of my childhood, if you will.
Yeah, and that's how if all those that lived in Ohio as a child back in the 50s and 60s, we remember those days.
Melissa found that on the Internet. She didn't experience that in person.
Yeah, I saw pictures from a long time ago.
So what else, sweetheart? Have you got stuff regarding business?
Business. Yeah, I think this topic might fall under business. You know, in the past year or two, we've had a lot of coal mines collapse with miners being trapped. And it's just like one right after another just kept happening. It's not done yet. I feel like this next year, 2011, there are going to be at least five more memorable mine falls with men trapped in there. I don't like to look for negative information, but, you know, when it comes, when you have to look at it and pay attention to it. As a result of this, I think there's going to be some kind of disclosure or maybe, I don't know, maybe WikiLeaks is going to grab something else. But there will be something public made about the last 2 years concerning mines, where there were the same type of problems, but the miners were not saved. They specifically were lost.
Okay.
And there was even a slogan that came to me, sacrificed for the good of all. scary situation, but watch for it.
I can understand the philosophy of sacrifice for the good of all if something good comes from it. And here's where, I guess, you know, me having to jump up on my soapbox is, you know, couldn't we have learned already at this time,
yeah.
you know, what's going on? Why do we have to have more of this?
Exactly.
In order for, you know, something to be done to change these conditions. And I have a grandfather that worked in coal mines. I'm sorry, a great-grandfather. And, you know, it's a situation where on a good day, it's not always healthy for them. So, you know, to put themselves at that risk in order to support their lives and feed their families, you know, I think that we need to make sure that they are kept safe. Be it an office worker, doesn't matter. People need to be safe when they go to work. So let me remind people, too, that Monday nights at 6, people can tune in and listen to This is Libby, where it's all about being healthy, being wealthy and wise. And then Mondays at 8 o'clock, we have The Chosen, which is all about controversial type of information. So that's really cool. So I'm thinking our listeners would enjoy those as well. So I'm sorry, what were you going to say, sweetie?
I was going to just say, you know, with the quickening of the energies and each year everything gets faster and faster, shouldn't we have learned by now? It's like all of a sudden everything comes to a head so that we can learn from it.
Well, that's that four energy vibration of being strong and having that foundation in order to build from. So
yeah, don't ask for strength. So you'll always be given opportunities to learn from.
That's very true.
I won't get on my soapbox either.
No, there's only room for one of us. So what about politics? You got anything on politics?
Only one thing. And here again, it's not a really good thing to look at. It's kind of scary. But it's a process of living and death. There is a well-known senator who has been recognized for serving his country. I will not say names, but probably will succumb to a long-term illness. This is somebody that everyone in the United States would know who it is, and not really expecting it to happen. The illness is not well known, but I feel like that passing may happen this year.
And you and I talked about this during a private conversation, and one of the things was that it will have a lot of ripple effects. It's not going to just, you know, be, oh, gee, what a shame, you know. This is something that will have a ripple effect from a political stance in a broad sense.
Yeah, as far as the future goes, and if you go to retrospect, if things had been different, it would have been a ripple effect in a different direction.
Yeah.
So,
all right, so what have you got global? You know, is the wedding going to happen with, you know, and I'm teasing, I shouldn't pick on British monarchs, but.
Well, interesting that you bring up the British, because the first thing that came to my mind when I asked for global information was Prince Andrew.
Well, I got part of the prince, right?
Yeah.
See, I'm
just
thinking
a different
William.
One than what you were thinking.
That's it.
Somehow or another, he's going to be in connecting Europe and China in some kind of working together with business. So this is a really good thing that's going to be happening. It may not just zip right ahead, but I feel like the foundation is going to be put out there for China and Europe to work together in a very positive way in business.
You know, and this is funny because, you know, I don't know if you heard all of what I was saying with my predictions, but with the miscommunication and that it's going to be smoothed over very quickly, you know, the U.S. should stay out of it. What I had written down was Asia and Europe.
Ah.
Yeah, I've got the paper right here. I'm going to let Larry read it. It's down about the third block. But, yeah, Asia and Europe. So there we go. There's another confirmation. So
maybe
what?
Prince Andrew will be in the middle of smoothing that over.
It's possible. It could be in their discussions and their negotiations. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Hmm.
So what else on a global level?
Well, something very different than what I would have expected. You know, you talk about from several years ago, you keep hearing killer bees, you know, and how they would migrate up to the north. Well, I saw bees, but I felt like these were good bees. They weren't killer bees. But they were honeybees, and they're going to be in the news again. but they will be spreading seeds, like plant or vegetable seeds, from one continent to another. Not on purpose, I don't think. Bees don't normally do things intentionally, just by instinct. But they'll be known as goodwill ambassadors. So somehow or another, they'll be spreading, I'll say, seeds of kindness, but probably it's more literal, the seed.
That's
I won't tell you how they get transported.
That's a good thing, because a lot of the honeybees and everything are disappearing.
Yeah, yeah. So with them coming even into the news at all, I think is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And what neither of you probably realize is that B is symbolic of community working together for the betterment of everyone.
Well, of course, yeah.
There you go. Larry's just rolling his eyes at me.
No, that's part of the Earth cards that I use. That's exactly what that symbol is in my Earth cards.
It is.
It's represented by the fleur-de-lis.
It's phenomenal what they do, and not even people don't even realize a little bit of what they do. So what else have you got?
This might be global. I don't know exactly, but there's some kind of phenomenon that's going to be happening. And the words that I got was it would be called the lights of energy or lines of neon stream. People will start seeing these things. The best way I could describe it is like the aurora borealis, but it would be totally different. It's almost like you see neon signs, but they would be like arching streams. And scientists will be scrambling to try and define this because there'll be so many people seeing it,
Melissa,
and talking about it.
I'm going to ask you to hold that thought for me, okay?
All righty.
2011, looking ahead to the new year, coming up next. You're listening to Living in the Now Age with Tammy Rager on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
From the snow-capped Rockies, from Lookout Mountain, from the curvaceous peaks, this is TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The celebration of the year to end all celebrations for 2010 is at the Venue Lounge.
You heard me right.
The Venue Lounge.
Venue Lounge.
The Venue Lounge. 2063 East Livingston Avenue is presenting its first New Year's Eve celebration. December 31st, 9 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. into the new year. Music will be provided by special guest Larry Humphrey Band featuring Sabrina Touchstone. Be one of the first 100 guests and receive a toast of champagne to bring in the new year. The Venue Lounge is the place you want to be for live entertainment, free food buffet, cocktails, and bring it in the new year. Champagne and reserve seating for the first 100 guests. Make your reservation now. Call 614-239-VENUE. The Venue Lounge, 2063 East Livingston Avenue, is the place to be for the first New Year's Eve celebration. December 31st, 9 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. Make your reservation now. Call 614-239-VENUE. That's 614-239-8368.
You know that the ice cream scoop has the power to make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the golf tee brings friends together, that the mailbox keeps them connected. You know that the cataract laser helps you look to the future, while the pacemaker ensures that there's a future to be seen. You know that the lawnmower, the clothes dryer, and the elevator make life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. You know that these things we count on every day started as ideas. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support minority education today so we don't miss out on the next big idea tomorrow. The United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Please visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Do you need to advertise your business or product? What better way to reach your audience than with the oldest form of media that can't be turned off? Outdoor advertising. Matrix Media Services specializes in getting your message seen on billboards, on buses, on movie screens, and more. Need assistance with market research or help developing your media strategy? Talk to the experts at Matrix Media Services who will help you cut through the clutter. Call us at 1-800-589-6674 or visit www.matrixmediaservices.com.
On August 24 of 1992, Hurricane Andrew came.
We were not expecting the storm to come our way. And we were all scared. The kids are crying. There was debris flying everywhere. The house imploded.
Everything was a disaster. I cannot imagine surviving without the Red Cross.
They just said, let's take care of your needs so you can get back on your feet.
I never knew that the Red Cross was there for every single person.
Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Okay, so they call this stuff ecstasy? Interesting. Have you heard about nausea, paranoia? How about the terrible Tuesdays? See, here's the thing about ecstasy. After spending a whole night partying, you can crash, and some serious depression can set in. Suddenly, life without X doesn't seem so great. So you do it again and again and again, and the more you do it, the more you want it. And then you can't figure out how to enjoy life without it. Doesn't sound like ecstasy at all. But hey, the choice is yours. Just don't say I didn't warn you.
Sponsored by ONDCP in partnership for a drug-free America.
Hey, suckers, you sure like sucking. I'm tired of sucking. Join me in my anti-sucking campaign. You want to know what I'm talking about? Don't miss The New Libby coming in January 2011 on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
From the snow-capped Rockies, this is TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You're listening to Living in the Now Age with Tammy Rager on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Reach out and touch me at 1-877-932-9766. This is Tammy, and I am with Melissa Leith. And Melissa's website is psychicintegrity.com. And we have Diana Garber that's joining us too. But Melissa, you were talking about lines of neon streams.
Yes, this is going to be something very ethereal that you cannot touch, but everybody's going to start seeing them. It's going to be so controversial that mainstream scientists are going to start investigating and talking to more metaphysical researchers to find out what's really going on with it. And it's going to be heralded as the onset of the new age of enlightenment. So that's going to be really interesting to start seeing that stuff.
That's pretty cool. I would like to have the rest of the world catch up with me and, you know, figure out what I'm talking about so I don't have to try and explain it. Melissa, will you stay with me?
Sure.
All right. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I'm good. This is Diana Garber. She is the owner of Intuitive Concepts, and her website is intuitiveconcepts.com, and she is known as the Feng Shui Results Lady. Did I do that right?
You did.
You've got several books out. What's the title of your latest one?
Eight Simple Steps to a More Balanced You.
I like that.
Thank you.
That's really good. We've got Melissa, and Melissa's been going through her predictions. So,
I've been listening.
And I know that with you, you're going to be back in February, the first Wednesday in February, to talk about Chinese astrology. But I invited you to share some of the things that's going to be coming up, just kind of as a teaser. How's that? So what can you share with us about 2011?
Oh, I had two meetings today, and they're like, well, what do you think about 2011?
Everybody wants to know.
Yes. Well, I do classic feng shui, and that's based on the land, the buildings, and then the people in the space. So it's very formula-driven. So really, it's based on the flying star, so I'm not going to try to, you know, give a lot of education around that. However, let me say that 2011, the seven red Pojun star, this is the center, and the seventh star is known as the fighting star, and we are in a 20-year cycle of eight, and eight represents growth. So when you bring the seven metal star for 2011 and the eight earth star for the 20-year cycle that we're in, it does mean growth. However, because the seven fighting star, this implies growth of conflict, unfortunately. So that's from a feng shui perspective. So in regards to the economic recovery, well, it's going to be slow and painful. And I've heard Melissa, you know, say that from her, you know, frame of reference as well.
Well, we didn't get here overnight, so.
That is exactly right. And I want to talk about that. So, you know, being a realist, you know, we're really called to action to turn around the recession. And I believe in breakdown to breakthrough, which means recession to recovery. So I really do believe that there's hope on the horizon.
Okay.
Now, this eighth cycle, and the eighth cycle goes from 2004 to 2024, because it's a 20-year cycle, and the seventh year, which is 2011, I heard you talk about numerology earlier.
Mm-hmm.
This combination, the seven and the eight, in the Book of Changes, which is known as the I Ching,
which we will be having
41. I'm sorry?
And we're going to have I Ching on the show next week.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, so you're here first.
There you go.
41. This combination means to decrease or reduce. So, as I mentioned earlier, I believe in breakdown to breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is not covering up what needs to be addressed, but to work through it. Now, the seven metal star of 2011 represents business, children, completion, bringing things to fruition, creativity, information technology, telecom, the large intestine, motivation, the mouth, dental issues. If you've been procrastinating, don't procrastinate anymore.
Oh, geez.
And the problem with this is when there's imbalance, it can create overwork and skin problems and verbal communication. Now, again, you know, I've been listening to the show, and as you know, Melissa, from her perspective, has confirmed we're going to be told things that probably are very superficial. So when I mentioned that the seven energy for 2011 represents the mouth and communication, communication is going to be presented to us in a way that appeases the masses rather than the truth. Do you think we're experiencing that already?
That's what it sounds like.
So, you know, the key is to dig deeper. You know, we all need to do our homework, make informed decisions.
Yeah.
Don't take the media, don't take the governmental message as, you know, gospel. We really need to cross our T's and dot our I's. And, you know, right now they're wanting us to believe that the recession is over. Well, how many of us are experiencing that?
Yeah, it's not over yet.
Yeah.
No.
You know, so it goes from, you know, the message at Wall Street comes to Main Street to the kitchen table. Well, I know a lot of folks that are out of work, so, you know, I'm not convinced that it's over. But I did hear you all talk about intention.
Mm-hmm.
And while the message of intention, I'm a firm believer in that, especially when it comes to healing, you know, we can do wonderful things. We also don't want to be naive about what's going on. And so for 2011, if I have one message, it's to be a realist. Now, with the seven conflict, again, it's a conflict star that buys in 2011, I'm fairly certain that information technology and telecom will be compromised. Now, you know this, but I used to manage IT for a Fortune 100 company. And so, will the internet be compromised in 2011? Will a satellite drop communications? Will a power grid go down? Well, what a lot of people don't know is when one power grid goes down, it's kind of a ripple effect.
Now, I'm going to stop you for just a second because I did the first part of my predictions at the beginning of the show. Mm-hmm. The one that I left off with was big change in how the world interacts and shares ideas. Watch internet systems. And, for example, as big as social media is now, whatever's going to happen, social media is going to take a back seat to. That was all the specifics that I got, but that it's something very, very big with the way we receive information and news and process it.
Honey, it's called a reality check.
I'm not good at those.
Well,
a lot of
us
aren't.
You do get good.
And you know, that's why I wrote an article called Overplan and Underutilized, because, as you know, my background is in disaster recovery and business continuity for a Fortune company. And so it's better to plan for the worst.
Yep.
And then ride out the storm. In other words, you know, think of a snowstorm coming.
Yep.
And I'll talk about weather here in a minute. But, you know, if you know a snowstorm is possible, you know, go out and get cocoa, get extra blankets, get candles, extra wood for the fire, some board games, and enjoy it.
Diana,
you know?
I'm going to ask you to hold that thought, and I know that you want to talk about weather, too. And I want to thank Melissa for being here. Her website is psychicintegrity.com. So coming up next, 2011, looking ahead to the new year. Stay right there. You're listening to Living in the Now Age with Tammy Rager on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
From the snow-capped Rockies, from Lookout Mountain, from the courageous peaks, this is TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The celebration of the year to end all celebrations for 2010 is at the Venue Lounge. The Venue Lounge.
Venue Lounge.
The Venue Lounge. 2063 East Livingston Avenue is presenting its first New Year's Eve celebration. December 31st, 9 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. into the new year. Music will be provided by special guest Larry Humphrey Band featuring Sabrina Touchstone. Be one of the first 100 guests and receive a toast of champagne to bring in the new year. The Venue Lounge is the place you want to be for live entertainment, free food buffet, cocktails, and bringing in the new year. Champagne and reserved seating for the first 100 guests. Yes, make your reservation now. Call 614-239-VENUE. The Venue Lounge, 2063 East Livingston Avenue, is the place to be for the first New Year's Eve celebration. December 31st, 9 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. Make your reservation now. Call 614-239-VENUE. That's 614-239-8368.
You know that the ice cream scoop has the power to make a child smile. And that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the golf tee brings friends together, that the mailbox keeps them connected. You know that the cataract laser helps you look to the future, while the pacemaker ensures that there's a future to be seen. You know that the lawnmower, the clothes dryer, and the elevator make life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. You know that these things we count on every day started as ideas. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support minority education today so we don't miss out on the next big idea tomorrow. The United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Please visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Do you need to advertise your business or product? What better way to reach your audience than with the oldest form of media that can't be turned off? Outdoor advertising. Matrix Media Services specializes in getting your message seen on billboards, on buses, on movie screens, and more. Need assistance with market research or help developing your media strategy? Talk to the experts at Matrix Media Services who will help you cut through the clutter. Call us at 1-800-589-6674. Or visit www.matrixmediaservices.com.
On August 24 of 1992, Hurricane Andrew came.
We were not expecting the storm to come our way. And we were all scared. The kids are crying. There was debris flying everywhere. The house imploded.
Everything was a disaster. I cannot imagine surviving without the Red Cross.
They just said, let's take care of your needs so you can get back on your feet.
I never knew that the Red Cross was there for every single person.
Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Okay, so they call this stuff ecstasy? Interesting. Have you heard about nausea, paranoia? How about the terrible Tuesdays? See, here's the thing about ecstasy. After spending a whole night partying, you can crash, and some serious depression can set in. Suddenly, life without X doesn't seem so great. So you do it again and again and again, and the more you do it, the more you want it. And then you can't figure out how to enjoy life without it. Doesn't sound like ecstasy at all. But hey, the choice is yours. Just don't say I didn't warn you.
Sponsored by ONDCP in partnership for a drug-free America.
Hey, suckers, you sure like sucking. I'm tired of sucking. Join me in my anti-sucking campaign. You want to know what I'm talking about? Don't miss The New Libby coming in January 2011 on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
from the snow-capped Rockies. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You're listening to Living in the Now Age with Tammy Rager on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Reach out and touch me at 1-877-932-9766. This is Tammy, and we are living in the Now Age. I'm with Larry, and we've got Diana Garber on the phone, and Diana is the owner of Intuitive Concepts. Her website is intuitiveconcepts.com, and we were talking from a feng shui and Chinese astrology viewpoint with Diana about what's coming up in 2011. So, Diana, I'm sorry, where were you? I know you'd mentioned you wanted to talk about the weather, too.
Well, I kind of think we left off on an article I wrote, which is overplanned and underutilized.
Yes.
And how those with insight, with knowledge, can plan for an event and, you know, then go with the flow.
No, as a professional project planner, the philosophy is people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. Which sounds so silly and so simple, but oh my gosh, it makes all the world in the different, all the difference in the world.
The most simple message is normally the best plan of action.
Scary too, isn't it?
So, in regards to the weather, 2011, again, going back to the number 7 for 2011, the 7th star comes in and it represents marsh. Well, marsh probably to wetlands.
Mm-hmm.
So will global warming be more noticeable regarding coastlines and flooding?
Hmm.
You know, when we think of cycle 8, which is 2004 to 2024, which means Mount Earth combined with the marsh, does it mean we've compromised Mother Earth enough that we will see more collapses like the coal mine?
Oh, yeah.
I hope not, but, you know, it, from a, and again, this is classic feng shui, which is the more mathematical, formula-driven. When you see these number combinations come up, it just tells you volumes about what's going on.
And
so,
I want to point out, too, that, you know, I had mentioned numerology at the beginning of the show, and we're not talking the same thing, because I know you're talking about sevens and eights, and I was talking about four, but they're totally different systems. So we're not contradicting. If somebody's not familiar with this, it may sound like we're contradicting or going against each other, but we really aren't. It's different systems that we're using for information.
Well, I think really we're all seekers of knowledge, especially right now. When we entered 2004 to 2024, period eight represents the mountain. So we're stopping and we're asking, what does this all mean? Am I happy, healthy? Is this moral? Is this, you know, and coincidentally coming into the age of Aquarius, which is seeking of truth. So really, you know, it's about observing the environment, which is what feng shui is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we're finding is there's a lot of confirmation for, you know, we come from different perspectives, but we really have kind of the same view as to where we are and where we're going.
Yeah, we're playing different instruments in the band to make up the harmony.
I love that analogy.
Thank you. It just came to me. I intuitive did that for you.
Yay.
And I make up words, too. What can I say? So let me ask you, too, because I know a lot of what you do is based on, you know, like 5,000-plus year history. So are you able to go back with the 7 and the 8s?
Yeah.
In the way that they are? And off the top of your head, do you just happen to know something that would have been newsworthy when this combination was around last time?
Well, that's where it becomes complex, because from a Chinese astrology perspective, we have to look back 60 years to go back to the metal rabbit.
Okay.
From a feng shui perspective, we have to go back 9-20-year cycles, which is 180 years ago, which I've done some research, and there's not a lot of information that's available.
That would be harder to find, yeah.
But I do have two articles coming out. One is the Chinese astrology for 2011, and the other is the feng shui energy for 2011. So, you know, anyone interested, and I'll resend you those articles anyway, can certainly request them to the website.
And your website, again, is intuitive.
Intuitiveconcepts.com.
All one word.
But we haven't gotten to the Chinese astrology. Do we still have time to do that?
Actually, we do. Karen has not yet called in, so Karen was going to talk about Mayan astrology. So please, we've got time.
Well,
because I'm ready for the tiger year to go away. I just got to tell you. And I'm a tiger, so I love tiger energy, but it can go away for a while.
Well, that's a misperception. It's, you know, I'm the tiger in the tiger year, or I'm the dragon in the dragon year, and that means it's going to be all hunky-dory.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's not necessarily true, because there's the complexity of the Chinese astrology, but then when that's added to that, you know, the elements, there's five elements, and they go in cycles of two, so every 2 years it changes elements. Well, as an example, so let me be more specific. This is the year of the rabbit. 2011 is the year of the rabbit. Now, in some cultures, they call it the year of the cat.
Okay.
So the rabbit's natural element is wood, yin wood, which is soft wood. However, the 2011, from a element perspective, happens to be metal. Well, metal chops wood. So that lets us know right off the bat that metal is going to dominate wood. So this brings about the more negative aspects of the rabbit, which can include eccentricity, being mysterious, you know, vis-a-vis going back to the conversation about feng shui and the 7 year and how we're going to get information, but it's not going to be necessarily forthright, so
mm-hmm.
That's the mysterious part. The rabbit and its negative traits can be unpredictable and timid. So, you know, that goes again back to, you know, it doesn't want to fight the 7 year in the feng shui perspective, but we kind of have to step up and just, you know, do what has to be done. The rabbit dislikes decisions and violence, criticism, tellingness, dirtiness. Well, unfortunately, the economy is very dirty.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very tidy. And, you know, criticism, well, you know, that's going to be rampant. You know, we all have an opinion about what's going on. But violence definitely concerns me. So in regards to 2011, when we start taking a look at feng shui, the element of the Chinese astrology, which is metal, the Chinese astrology animal, which is rabbit, which is wood, when we look at that, we're seeing a lot of turmoil. And so, you know, it means international escalation, terrorism, violence. It's not over, unfortunately. And so really, this gives us some insight and able to make informed decisions, which is what this is all about. So the last time, you know, in regards to your question about, you know, the history of this, again, there's not tremendous a lot of information available for research in regards to 180 years ago, but the last time we experienced the metal rabbit was in 1951. So let me give you some examples. Half of the U.S. budget went for defense. Atomic bomb was the first year they were tested.
Okay.
It was the first time wages were ever frozen and price ceilings set. The Korean conflict had the potential of starting World War III. Sound familiar?
Oh, yeah.
Gerber Foods started using MSG and baby foods. Okay. What they're telling you are baby foods are healthy, but what in reality is they're putting preservatives in that weren't.
Jeez.
That conversation came up today, which is another topic. So, can history repeat itself? Have we learned from our mistakes? I hope so.
You know, that's something that I run across over and over and over, is history does repeat itself. And the problem is we don't learn from it. And now I'm going to ask, and this is going to be one of those people are going to go, oh, God, that is the most sarcastic question she could ever ask. But do you know what the definition of insanity is?
Doing the same thing and expecting different results.
Exactly. And that's kind of, you know, when people say, well, do we really learn from history? Well, you know.
We didn't rehearse that, folks.
No, we didn't, but, and you were correct. You did know the answer. But you can't keep doing the same thing thinking it's not going to work.
Patterns do not serve us. That's the lesson that we have with 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, is that what we've done no longer serves us. We have to figure out what serves not just us, but what serves the bigger good.
Diana, will you stay with me for a few minutes?
I sure will.
Awesome. So
if you'll have me.
You know I will. Stay right there. 2011, looking ahead to the new year, coming up next. You're listening to Living in the Now Age with Tammy Rager on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
From the snow-capped Rockies, from Lookout Mountain, from the Courageous Peaks, this is TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The celebration of the year to end all celebrations for 2010 is at the Venue Lounge.
You heard me right.
The Venue Lounge.
Venue Lounge.
The Venue Lounge. 2063 East Livingston Avenue is presenting its first New Year's Eve celebration. December 31st, 9 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. into the new year. Music will be provided by special guest Larry Humphrey Band featuring Sabrina Touchstone. Be one of the first 100 guests and receive a toast of champagne to bring in the new year. The Venue Lounge is the place you want to be for live entertainment, free food buffet, cocktails, and bring it in the new year. Champagne and reserve seating for the first 100 guests. Make your reservation now. Call 614-239-VENUE. The Venue Lounge, 2063 East Livingston Avenue, is the place to be for the first New Year's Eve celebration. December 31st, 9 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. Make your reservation now. Call 614-239-VENUE. That's 614-239-8368.
You secure your home, you lock your car. But what do you do to protect your valuables at work? In times like these, crime can happen anywhere, at any time. Taking some simple preventive measures in your workplace can help cut down on theft, scams, and even physical assault. Keep your purse, wallet, and keys locked in a drawer or closet. Leaving your valuables unattended for even a few moments could create an opportunity for a thief. Visitors should be made to check in at your front desk, wear a name badge, and be escorted to their destination. Unidentified persons in your workplace should be reported immediately. Report faulty locks, broken windows, and burned out lights. Use caution when entering stairwells, restrooms, elevators, and parking garages. If you notice an employee acting irrationally, tell your employer. To learn more on how to keep your workplace safe, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. Crime prevention at work. It works. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
For the class of 07, finishing high school can be a struggle.
I sort of got messed up into gangs and other stuff.
There are struggles in the classroom and out of it.
I bounced from, like, foster home to foster home.
But even with all the obstacles in their way, they want to graduate.
It would just make the entire family proud to know that one of us actually made it.
Introducing the Class of 07, 10 films by 10 students across the nation trying to graduate. Go to boostup.org to see their stories. High school is hard. Graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hi. Who are you?
Who am I? Don't you watch TV, Grandpa?
I'm 45, okay? My kids are 8 and 10.
Well, I'm the sick and twisted star of a weekly animated series for adults.
And why are you in my living room?
Good question, buddy. Why am I in your living room?
If you don't want your kids to watch it, block it. It's easy to be the boss of what your kids watch by blocking the television programming you might like but don't want them to see. To learn how, go to thetvboss.org. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and thetvboss.org.
A job is right now. A career is for life. And at 3MR School of Broadcasting, a state-approved education and training institute, we are about careers. Hi, I'm Casey Jones, veteran broadcaster and educator. I want to get paper and pen ready. 3MR is excited about its new School of Broadcasting. Our outstanding faculty of broadcasting and educational professionals will educate and train you for an exciting and evolving career in broadcast and internet radio. We'll train you in programming, production, engineering, sales, and marketing. You'll be taught skills that are transferable to other related fields of communications. You will be exposed to state-of-the-art digital equipment and highly successful broadcasters with proven track records of excellence in the industry. Remember, the better your education, the better your opportunities. And 3MR School of Broadcasting, we better your options.
That's 3MRBroadcasting.com or call 1-800-589-6674. That's 1-800-589-6674.
From the snow-capped Rockies, this is TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You're listening to Living in the Now Age with Tammy Rager on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Reach out and touch me at 1-877-932-9766.
This is Tammy.
Tammy, and we are living in the now age. I've got Larry here in the studio, and I've got Diana Garber, the feng shui results lady, on the phone with me. And I did, while we were off the air, I did talk to Karen Rollins. Karen will be on next week's show. So we've got Karen Rollins with Mayan Astrology, or I'm sorry, the Mayan Calendar next week. We've got Brenda Fraser with Angels. We have Susan Rollins with Psychic Impressions, and Victor Peruta out of Cincinnati with Psychic Impressions as well. So, Diana, welcome back, and we were talking about Chinese astrology.
Well, I know that we only have a few minutes left, so really, Tammy, I'd love to give the listeners some advice.
Please.
Back up your computers.
I'm looking at Larry.
2011 affects information technology.
Yeah.
I found an online resource called Mozy, MOZY.com. You can set the program up to back up your computer as often as you like. Last I checked, it was $4.95 a month for a personal computer. Think of it in regards to the time that it takes for people to recover or recreate lost data. It's a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had that problem a few times. So a few simple steps, it's worth it, more than worth it.
Telecom.
Yeah.
Anticipate cell phones won't always work. And
well, we did live before them. I mean, we really did have lives before them. I remember vaguely.
Technology, and I used to be a technology manager, but it's supposed to make our life easier. But anticipate cell phones won't work.
Okay.
You know, there'll be times that they will blip out, and just be careful about the information that you speak on them or transmit on them. You know, 24-hour access to the Internet may not be serving us all.
No.
Satellites. Have you noticed we have cable?
Mm-hmm.
The strange signals that are coming through, you know, the little blocks, you know, that all of a sudden the screen goes kind of weird.
The pixelation?
Well, sunspots are acting up erratically. And you go out and research this on NASA and other sites. I track this. So when satellites act up, feel good that you've heard it here.
That's
and
it.
That you could be patient and gracious.
That's very good. And I want to remind people, too, that you are going to be back on Wednesday, February 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be doing the Chinese New Year. And you will actually be talking about the 12 signs.
Yeah, and I'll go into a lot more detail.
And so you'll get to tell me more good stuff about tigers. Tigers in
Tammy,
the rabbit
year.
Tammy,
thanks for what you bring to the world with your show.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure and it's my honor. I am so blessed, and I have said this for many, many years now, that I am so blessed to have such wonderful friends that have so much valuable information.
Yeah.
So I'm a vehicle. That's it. I'm just the mule carrying the rope, I guess, you know, and it's okay. But you will be back with us the day before the Chinese New Year, which is on February 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Cool. I like it. So what else can we look forward to from you in February?
Oh, gosh. Well, I just signed up for to be a presenter at a technology conference, and it's women, teaching women, and it's going to be about creating blogs and power of women and so forth. I was recently featured in an article on the Daily Reporter, and
cool.
They have a magazine out called Women in Business, and I was on the front cover. Woohoo!
Awesome.
But it was really cool because, you know, when they were interviewing me, which was like over a couple hours, I said, you know, it's the time of women, and, you know, we've been in a yawn male society, which is great. But women are going to save the world.
Well, you know, we actually moved into this more feminine energy. And when we talk about male and female, sometimes I think it's that nurturing and that receptive of the female qualities that's really coming out now.
Absolutely.
And we started that at the turn of the millennium. So,
well, and we're honoring, you know, the more feminine side of males. And we're also honoring the more yawn or male side of the female.
And
you know,
I hate to do
balance.
This, but we are out of time. So thank you for being here as we are living in the now age here on Talktainment Radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Diana, I'll see you in a couple months.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Tammy Rager. Thank you for joining us as we live in the now age where we explore timeless wisdom. You're on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
From the snow-capped Rockies, this is TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.